This is 13 Wham News at 11.
Good evening. Don't answer your door, keep your lights off, and don't give out candy to trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, that was the warning for convicted sex offenders throughout Monroe County and the state tonight. The goal, to keep kids safe on Halloween. Well, not everyone agrees such extremes are necessary, though, pointing out such incidents are rare.
All right, some child molesters and sex offenders say they actually have the right to hand out Halloween candy to your kids.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, what do they call?
Something weird happened.
If they touch you weird and it don't feel good,
it didn't feel good.
What should they be called?
It felt gross.
Just take off your clothes.
Go on, take them off. I'll help you clean up.
I ain't going to get groped.
I'm going to take the picture to remember the day we spilled the paint.
I ain't going to get poked.
If you love scat, then you're going to be loving this stuff because it's top of the line.
It was a stormy night at Dracula's place. The Wolfman had a ball gag in his face. Frankie's bride with her nipples clamped. The mummy's cock was wet and damp. Was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
Was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
Was a monster gangbang.
Lots of coming blood.
It was a monster gangbang. And that's when Frankie some fun.
Whips and chains lined the castle walls. The vampires had a case of blue balls. The smell of astrocline wafting in the air. The werewolves had matted pubic hair.
Was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang. Full of fornication.
It was a monster gangbang. A little satanic masturbation.
Yes, Frankenstein tried a little scat play. He did it on Dracula, but he wasn't gay. So Drac got mad and smeared some on the demon. Soon there was a frothy mix of shit and semen. The time had come and all were nude. Peeking from the windows, it sure looked lewd. By the end of the night, the castle was defiled by feces, snot, and other bile. Was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
Was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Lots of coming blood.
It was a monster gangbang. And that's when Frankie blew some mud.
Okay, that's all I got so far.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, October 31st, 2016. Coming up on the program today, anal sex with a crackhead. What could possibly go wrong? Plus, bags of shit falling from heaven, a comfortable cage for your testicles, and another distorted view in sensitive reenactment. All coming up today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Nice Halloween mask. Oh, that's your face.
Yeah, Tim Henson with you, kicking off a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted Boo!
What an evil, foul night you have decided to join me on! Prepare to be immobilized with fear!
This is my scary voice. Unfortunately, everything I've learned about horror has been from the Crypt Keeper. So it's not so much that it's scary, it's just it's all horror-related puns.
Hello, my shrieky deekies! This episode of Distorted Ooze has something for everyone. Prolapse Rosebloods, Scaryoki, and of course, our trademarked News of the Feared.
All right, enough of that. I actually went up to Ashtabula this past weekend. I don't know if I told you guys this, but my mom was in the ER.
She's okay. She was having heart slash chest issues.
Scary! She was having a pulmonary mayhembolism.
Did that one land? No? Okay. So, I went up to visit my mom. She just had... her chest pains ended up being just acid reflux, really bad acid reflux. So, even though she was home by this weekend, I thought, I better go visit her anyway. And, of course, this weekend, a lot of neighborhoods and cities and stuff were celebrating Halloween. I don't know why. I mean, in most cities, like, Halloween, like, trick-or-treating is, like, from 5 at night until 7 or something. It doesn't need to be on the weekend. They could just do it today. But for some reason, in Ashtabula, trick-or-treating was on Saturday. So I went with my sister to take my nieces trick-or-treating. I didn't dress up. My sister didn't dress up. It was just the little girls. They barely dress. Let me just tell you something. I feel like children today put very little effort into their costumes. My nieces were like kitty cats, which basically consisted of them putting that little headband on top of their head with the kitty cat ears and putting a tail around their waist. Then my sister grabbed some of her shitty makeup, whatever the black thing is, mascara or something, and just, like, drew, like, whiskers on their cheeks, and she was like, all right, that's it, let's go. And everything, like, it's just so funny. I remember when I was a kid, I don't know if this was because it was safer, or my parents just didn't care about me as much as parents care about their children today, but, you know, I'd dress up. Usually I'd want to get in my costume like at around 1 in the afternoon, and then my parents wouldn't see me until 10 o'clock at night. I'd be out playing with my friends when 5 or 6 o'clock rolls around, then we're out trick-or-treating by ourselves. We didn't have our parents take us door-to-door. That's what happens now. You walk with your children on the street, and the parents stay on the street while the kids run up the driveway and collect the candy. One thing that hasn't changed, I will say this, is the total crapshoot and the quality of candy being given out. Candy is not that expensive. Okay, I understand you're not going to give out full-size Snicker bars, but get some brand-name candy. You can afford a bag of fun-size Kit Kats. If you're gonna, you know, get lollipops or suckers or whatever, get fucking Tootsie Pops, even though I don't like Tootsie Rolls. Otherwise, keep your lights off. On the flip side, though, occasionally you'll get, like, a real-size Milky Way or Baby Ruth bar or something. Like, full-size. Score. Now, keep in mind, these children are going and getting free candy throughout the neighborhood. They're getting awesome treats for very little effort. You just have to walk up a driveway and ring the doorbell and stick your stupid bag out. It was too much for some of the little kids. Like, it was like the third or fourth house, and then every time they'd have to walk up to the driveway, you'd just hear, "No!" She was the little one, not my nieces, or like some of their friends or something. But she became super selective at which houses she would even walk up to. Like, if she sensed they were giving out, like, little stupid little gumballs or something, she's like, no, I'm not going to waste my time with that. And then the girls were freaking out because there was someone in an actual scary costume. And it wasn't that scary. It was someone with a pumpkin on their head. But they were screaming bloody murder. The pumpkin man was, like, three houses up. He couldn't see out of the fucking thing. He was running into trees and tripping off the curb and stuff. Like, you have nothing to worry about. Anyway, halfway through, I got bored. I went back to my sister's house and started drinking. I did learn something about my nieces this weekend, and that is, they're cunts. And I'm not singling out my nieces. I think when you reach a certain age, if you're a girl, you just turn into a raging bitch. You know, they're getting their, starting to get their periods, their tits are starting to come in or something. I don't know. What is it? It starts when they're 11 or 12. That's about how old my nieces are, right? And what's really annoying is that they're kind of verbally abusive towards me. You know, last time I went up there to visit, I was cool Uncle Tim. Now I'm just some annoying guy who's bothering them constantly. Like, before, I was just joking around with the girls. I said, oh, maybe I'll dress up like a kitty cat, too, and get some candy. And my niece, who before, you know, if I would have said that last time I went up to visit them, they'd be like, yeah, that'd be so much fun. We'll go trick-or-treating together. Instead, she rolled her eyes, stared at me, and said, you would make an ugly cat. And you're not getting any of my peanut butter cups. I'm like, wow! First of all, I would make a pretty cat. Second of all, I could just buy peanut butter cups if I want fucking peanut butter cups. I'm an adult. I don't need your stupid candy. She knew that I like peanut butter cups, and she'd keep flaunting it. She'd throw it in my face. She'd look at how my peanut butter cups. And she'd like act like she was handing me some and then take it back. So then I'd act like I was going into her bag to like steal candy, which she did not find amusing. She called me stupid. But one of the little girls, you know, the one that was screaming every time she had to walk up the driveway, she grabbed a fistful and gave it to me. I think just to shut me up. But we're at the point now where other people's children are nicer to me than my own fucking relatives. Well, that's okay. Christmas is coming up. I'm going to buy one of those big, huge packs of peanut butter cups, wrap it up, and give it to myself. But I'll put on the card that it's from my niece, and then she'll see me opening it. That'll get her. She'll be like, that's stupid. Why did you do that? You wasted wrapping paper on that, you retarded asshole. I'd be like, oh my god, language on her. Vicious, vicious little girls. All right, I've got a couple clips to share with you on this Monday. Or should I say, Moan Day. No, I shouldn't say that? Okay, I'm sorry. This first clip is of a man who has hired a crackhead to have sex with him. I don't know how little he paid her, but he wants anal sex. And it looks like they're in an abandoned building. Like, they're just walking in rubble.
Man, I don't know stuff like this.
That's how bad it is. It's a bunch of, like, sharp glass on the ground and piss. Let's stop for a second and think about the pros and cons of fucking a crack whore in her asshole. You know, she's had a lot of sex for money or crack, or money to buy crack. So the pussy should be a no-fly zone regardless. You fuck a crack whore in her pussy without a condom, you're going to get an STI. When did we stop saying STD, by the way? I feel like when we called it a disease, you know, when we called gonorrhea or chlamydia or syphilis a disease, it scared people more than just calling it an infection. An infection you can get from anything. An ingrown fucking hair. That could get infected. Breathing in the wrong air could give you an infection. Diseases are way more scary. You know what's a disease? AIDS. And diseases, that just sounds like it's like more permanent. It's harder to get rid of than just an infection. This is why there's a huge spike in gonorrhea and syphilis cases. It's because no one's afraid of a little infection. Anyway, I digress. Boy, they really did a disservice by renaming it. You know, because the actual names of the sexual, STDs, scary enough. Gonorrhea, chlamydia, they're gross sounding names. Don't soften it up by calling it an infection. What the hell am I talking about here? Oh, yes, crack whores. Yeah, if you stick your dick in a crack whore's pussy, nothing good could come of that. On the flip side, not as many people probably have fucked the crack whore in the ass, so you're probably safer. By the way, this guy is going in bareback. He's all about living life.
I like him because he's not boring.
Obviously, there are some dangers. I mean, you could get, an STD from, or STI, from fucking abroad in the ass. Also, you know, she shits from down there, and crack whores, I'm guessing, aren't too concerned about cleanliness. Their primary goal in life is to obtain and smoke more crack. Wiping asses simply gets in the way of that objective. Again, though, if you're someone who's hiring a crack addict and fucking her in an abandoned building, you know, as you dodge needles, piss, and shards of whatever on the ground, you might not be that worried about getting a little shit dick.
Scoot the shit over.
Scoot the shit over. He's just moving some rubble over around with his feet.
Where's it at?
Where's it at? Like, he can't even find her asshole. It's so wrecked.
Say, please be tender. How many times have you been fucked in the ass?
Once.
Oh.
Once?
Oh, you may have just hit the crack whore jackpot. Or the crackpot. Yeah, that's what you want. You want a crack whore who's only been with, like, one guy, right? All right, she's either lying about that, or she's serious. She says, please be gentle, right? She doesn't... Sounds like she doesn't want to be fucked in the ass. Oh, what is it? She said she hates it.
You say, please be tender. How many times have you been fucked in the ass?
Actually, he said, please be tentle, but he meant to say gentle.
Where's it at?
Please be tentle.
Huh? Where's it at?
Ready?
You say, please be tender. How many times have you been fucked in the ass?
Once.
Just once?
Not
her. She said she hates it. So it doesn't take long for her to really dislike it and just pull out completely. Like, she makes the dick pop out.
Yeah. Wait, where are you going?
I thought you came.
Why are you saying I'm putting an ass, put it in the pussy? Yeah, look at that shit.
Oh, looking all on your dick, talking about you went in my ass.
Yeah, it was feeling good.
Lots of peanut butter on the tip there. That's what the crack whore was so surprised at. Look at your dick. Look what's all over your dick. Yeah, that's from your butt. I mean, you didn't even bother to try to shit before getting fucked?
It was feeling good.
Man.
Here, I'll put it in the pussy then.
No.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Talk about infection. I mean, you can't even see his black dick because it's covered. It's covered in shit. The entire head and some of the shaft.
Man.
Here, I'll put it in the pussy then.
No, you got that on you.
Oh,
well, let me
no.
stick it back in the ass. I ain't come, baby. Damn.
You better come on.
Hurry the fuck up. I mean, you only paid her like $10. You don't get an all-day pass. All right, next up here, because it is Halloween, I do have some scaryoke. This is from my favorite television show, that public access channel in, Michigan or Wisconsin or whatever. They usually always have at least one real retarded person singing karaoke. Unfortunately, he's missing in action. Maybe he went trick-or-treating. Doesn't matter, though, because there are plenty of other singers who are really, truly awful. Like, this woman. What is she singing? Oh, is this Monster Mash? Yeah.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld...
You know, Monster Mash is not a hard song to sing, but this woman is all over the place. So many different keys.
She did the Monster
Mash. No.
The Monster Mash. It was the Graveyard Smash.
She's never heard the Monster Mash before. Enough of her. Actually, this next guy... I honestly can't figure out if he's retarded or not. He's singing Thriller.
It's close to midnight.
No.
Midnight.
Yeah, okay.
And something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight. You can almost... Stops your heart. Try to scream. The terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, cause it's a thriller.
Oh,
thriller.
Christ,
night.
Okay.
No one's gonna save ya from the beast about to strike. Oh, you know, it's a thriller. Thriller night, you're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight.
That is Michael Jackson's Thriller, Virgin Edition. Hey, one more clip and then we will get into the news. Dr. Phil is back with an out-of-control 13-year-old girl. Her mother says that she doesn't even want to parent her anymore. She just wants her out of her life, right? So let's see. This might give Victoria a run for her money.
Everything has to be Barbara Ann's way or no way.
Wait. I'm sorry. Was that English?
Everything has to be Barbara Ann's way or no way.
Everything is biracial. What?
No. Everything has to be Barbara Ann's way or no way.
Oh, everything has to be Barbara's way or no way. I guess that's her mother.
Don't go after me.
Go ahead, bitch.
Like if I tell her, like, hit me.
That was the mother saying, go ahead, bitch.
Go ahead, bitch.
Like if I tell her, like, hit me, she'll try to hit me and I gotta, like, dodge her. Because if she hits me, I'm giving it to her. I'm pretty violent. I mushed her in the face because she wouldn't get out of my face. Either I'm breaking down her door or she's breaking down my door. I don't stop till I start seeing dents in the door.
Because I knew what I was doing, you did it.
She's so over-exaggerated. But she'll be like, oh, she threw boulders at my window. The pebbles are like this little. She'll threaten me.
Well, that's not pebble size. They're rocks. But yeah, no one thinks you can actually throw boulders.
If you don't do this or that.
You weigh what, like a buck 10?
Then I'm going to call your PO.
You got one more time to hit.
All right. The fact you have a PO is enough evidence that you've got problems.
Me, Danielle, you got one more.
I ran out 4 times in 1 day. And the cops brought me back every time. She wants me to be sent away. You want me in just as bad, put me in jail.
She's such a fucking mushmouth, they have to caption what she says.
So, tell me what you think you're doing.
I mean,
that contributes,
imagine I'm a bitch and I'm a fucking idiot.
This chaos and this problem.
Come at me, I got jail, please come at me, I don't fucking give a shit, bitch.
I don't behave disrespectful.
Respectful.
I steal cars. I steal her credit card. I ain't gonna lie. There's no reason to lie. Everybody know already. Like,
she's an honest bitch.
What do you say to yourself that gives you the right to take somebody else's car?
I mean, I don't care if I'm one, you know?
You're talking to be sliding. You mean that's what makes me want to take the next bitch car?
What now? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Are you speaking English?
I got bitch car.
Do you have an accent of some sort?
Tell them where it comes from. You know.
Georgia.
From the streets.
Oh, that's...
Okay, so...
That's where she was raised.
Tell me again, what is it you say to yourself that gives you the right to take somebody else's car?
Slow and enunciate, bitch.
I don't say anything to myself. I just say, all right, that's a car. There's some keys right in front of me. I know where the car at.
Oh, so you have no self-control.
You know where the car at. Did you go to the 5th grade?
Ooh!
No, I'm asking, how far did you go?
Audience are a bunch of dopes, too.
Well, I stopped at 7th if you want to get technical.
Oh.
You stopped at the 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So you did go through the 5th grade.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay. So, you just take it, and you don't consider that it belongs to someone else.
No, your keys in my room. You asking for it. You don't leave your keys in someone's room when they've stolen cars before. Like, you asking for it.
Well, that is a pretty fuckwitted thing to do.
So what do you think is going to happen when you happen to steal somebody's car?
I don't care.
That disagrees with that and decides that they're going to drop a hammer on you and prosecute you to the full extent of the law.
Then I do my time in jail. Jail ain't nothing. That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody going to catch me.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like something funny.
They're laughing at you because you're fucking ridiculous.
Something about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Thank you, Mom. You don't have to translate that. We got it.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yep.
Why is the audience applauding at that? Dr. Phil was just clarifying. So what you're saying is the audience are a bunch of hoes. Yeah, we are.
Catch me outside.
I do see a lot of hoes in the audience.
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside?
You mean on the street corner where you work? Oh! All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up and supporting the podcast. It's very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. What do you get for that small price? Full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, so there are thousands of shows to listen to. Plus, every week, bonus exclusive material, including full-length episodes of DV just for paying members. Last Thursday, we did a Sideshow exclusive program. This week, we're doing two Sideshow exclusive podcasts because I was going to do a mini program this weekend, got in too late after visiting my mom. So tomorrow's show will be Sideshow exclusive and Thursday's program as well. Great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards accepted. And of course, PayPal as well. Okay, three quick stories. Then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a Chicago public school has canceled their Christian haunted house depicting the Orlando LGBT mass shooting. I didn't think, like, schools were supposed to get involved in Christian affairs. You know what I mean? I thought they were supposed to be kind of neutral and all that. A public Chicago elementary school has canceled a Christian haunted house after learning that the event would include depictions of mass shootings. According to the Windy City Times, Chicago public school officials backed out of their agreement to have Tyrone Tapler Productions host a haunted house at Fernwood Elementary School. Oh, I hope they were going to use the students as actors. The advertisements for the event indicated that it would include a reenactment of the mass shooting at Orlando's Pulse Club, an LGBT bar where over 50 people died earlier this year.
Ooh, that club was banging! Ah, yeah.
An advertisement obtained by Windy City Times said that the event would be a Christian interactive experience. Oh, like those Hell Houses, right? I heard about these. When I was growing up, they had Hell Houses. I never attended one, but I'm sure my crazy-ass Christian neighbors staged them in their house or something. No, you'd go to these churches, and there would be all these different scenarios, like an abortion clinic. Right? And it basically just depicted people going to hell for doing ungodly things. The woman goes in to have an abortion and she winds up dying and going to hell. And then Jesus is mad that, she killed her baby and sends her to hell and the devil chases her or something. All right. You will walk in 10 rooms and encounter individuals who will make choices. They're all the wrong choices. The choice is life or death, sin or salvation, heaven or hell. The scenes will be action-packed, real, and jaw-dropping. A Facebook post was asking for volunteers to participate, be actors, Club Pulse, dancers, victims, caged people, screamers, extras needed to try escaping a cage. Sound interesting? Come out this Saturday. Among other scenarios reportedly depicted in the haunted house were a botched abortion, an oldie but a goodie, and the 2015 Charleston church shooting. Good Christ, I would have totally attended this thing. Chicago Public Schools announced on October 28th that the event had been canceled. Even so, I don't know about you, but I think it's time for a distorted view and sensitive reenactment. All right, guys. Hell House is opening in 3 days, and we've got a lot of work to do. I want to go ahead and just run through the whole thing. I'll stop you with my notes. But unless I do, just keep going. It's kind of like a dress rehearsal, all right? Oh, and guys, God bless. Let's take it from the top. Welcome to my... Oh. I'll wait for the door to finish before I say anything. Still going. Welcome to my house!
I'm gonna stop you right there. Can we get a shorter door creaking sound effect?
I'm on it, boss!
Okay, thank you. You may resume.
Welcome to my
house! No, let's just fast forward to the first scenario.
Okay. The first fright we have in store for you tonight is a woman making the horrific decision to have doctors rip her unborn baby out of her breed hole.
I'm gonna stop you right there again. When you say breed hole,
Can you make it sound more scary?
It doesn't matter how I say it. Those fucking things are frightening.
Yeah, that reminds me, Tristan. Do you have your certificate of completion from Dr. Conway's gay conversion program?
Yeah, but I'm not finished bedazzling the frame.
Let's just move on.
Okay, and the curtain opens and...
I don't want my baby! Take it out! And hurry it up so I can get back to the bar and do some drinking and drugging!
Just a minute, Mrs. Safer.
It's Miss! I ain't getting tied down to one man! My name is Louise, but you can call me Lou!
Alright, Lou Safer. Let me get my tool.
I'm just gonna suck out your innards!
Oh! It tickled!
I don't know, there's a problem here. Turn off the vacuum. It's taking more than the baby.
Oh, is that my liver? Is that my kidneys?
She's gone. We did everything we could do. I mean, now she's gone. She did everything she can do. The vacuum sucked out her brain. She would have never survived. She's in a better place now.
Satan, you're on.
You're mine now. I'm gonna feast on your soul down in hell the rest of your eternity.
Hold on, Jimmy, what are you doing there, bud? I thought we agreed that you were gonna be a spooky tree.
Kevin can't play Satan because he has marching band. Jimmy said he'd do it.
But Jimmy is so much scarier when he's not heard.
I can make scary sounds.
I know, but you were so good as a tree. No, that is a scary sound, Jimmy.
He's choking on a walnut!
Okay,
you know what? Let's just move on. Jimmy, you can be Satan until we find someone new. Also, just remember, if you're going to eat the walnuts, you got to crack them first.
You're in hell because you killed your baby.
Very good job, Jimmy. Let's move on to the second room, Pulse Nightclub, Orlando. Go ahead, Tristan.
While it seems like sodomy is glorified here in the United States, one place fags won't be dancing in is the afterlife. Our next scene takes place on one fateful night in Orlando, Florida.
That was a good job, Tristan. I don't want the dance music to start until after Tristan is done speaking, though.
Oh, that's just my ringtone. Hey, girl. Stop it. No, you're the slut. Ugh. I'm sorry. I gotta take this. It's my mom.
Okay. All right. Let's just start the room.
The nightclub is hopping tonight.
It sure is. I hope I find some men to have sex with.
I love being a fag hag.
That's what it's all about, girl. Fornication! I found you a word. Rectum.
Hey, who's that cute guy walking in?
Oh, that twink over there. I think his name is Omar.
Oh, he is cute.
His rugged good looks are blowing me away.
What is he holding in his hands? Where am I?
You stand at the gates of the Kingdom of Heaven. If your name is in the Great Book, you will be allowed to enter. Do you think your name is in the book?
I hope so.
Oh, Mama Teen, you killed a bunch of gay people. Of course you're in! Get over here, you little knucklehead!
Do I get my 72 virgins?
Wrong god, asshole!
I gotta be honest with you, it sounds kind of fun, actually. I would have attended that. All right, according to the Chicago Public Schools, quote, the event organizers mischaracterized the true content of the event, and we did not approve any association with the activities the organizers have now advertised. The event will not be held on CPS property. So there you go. Second story we have for you now. There is a shit bandit in Toronto, Canada. It started with a single plastic bag of excrement landing in a North York condo building laneway about a year ago. Then the bags started to add up. Some days, up to 5 little clumps of poop, human or animal, unknown, would wind up on the ground near an adjacent daycare center, you know, so children can play with it, and on top of a porta potty at a construction site across the street. Sometimes the waste would be delicately wrapped in a paper towel or toilet paper in the laneway behind Gibson Square. Victor Tran, a resident in the area, wants to know the poo bandit behind it. In a heartfelt plea, he posted photos of the bags of feces on Reddit, asking for more information. Do you think he used any filters, like Nashville or something, make the poo look nicer? There was only one guy who witnessed an Asian lady chuck shit off her balcony, but no one has any hard evidence. You know, evidence that would register a 1 or 2 on the Bristol stool chart. Alright, it's just getting a lot worse now. It used to be once a month. There are multiple piles. Everyone's been complaining. It's disgusting. I'm guessing what happens here is that it is the Asian lady, and she's walking her Yorkapoo, or whatever the hell dog she has, and just, you know, flings the dog shit in the bag. At least she picks up the dog shit, right? Puts it in a bag. Toronto police confirm workers from the construction company, Sobara Group, which is building its Beacon Condos project, filed a complaint on October 4th. Complainants told investigators various objects had been tossed from an unknown balcony into the area where they worked. The items include glass bottles. Ting! You know, people are probably just angry at the noise. If it's like an ongoing construction project, it can get loud. It's annoying. It's an inconvenience. So yeah, people throwing glass bottles, fruits. And on the day of the report, a bag of dog excrement was tossed, said Constable Allison Douglas Cook. It is undetermined exactly where the items are being tossed from. However, it's believed to be coming from a balcony on Yonge Street. That is all the information we have at this time. A spokesman for the Sabara Group did not answer requests for comments. The director of Young Hearts Childcare, who only identified herself as Jennifer, bitch, said it was concerning someone was dropping dung from above, especially near children. We do have children running around, and the bags were landing near our parking lot, and they were also landing in the construction lane. Chocolate from heaven! Dumb kids. In an unrelated incident earlier this month, a Toronto man, John Benzinger, 60, was charged with 12 counts of mischief and 12 counts of offensive volatile substance after police were made aware of a number of disposable coffee cups filled with human feces and urine on parking meters. That, to me, is even more disgusting than the baggies of shit. Because it's like an open coffee cup. You know, you think it's like one thing. Good things are in coffee cups. Beverages and stuff. If you go to smell it, you're going to get a whiff of shit. All right, final story we have for you today. A trio of French students has invented boxer shorts that protect your balls from over 99% of the rays from smartphones. Like, who's leaving their smartphone on their balls? I guess if you put it in your pants pocket, it's close. Duo Hopeful offers men's boxer shorts that are scientifically proven to keep almost all the phone rays, or radiation, away from the testicles. And while it's unproven that the electromagnetic fields from mobile phones are dangerous, French inventors argue that there's no point risking it. Yeah, I mean, if it's easy to block, why not? We got the idea in school when we saw a study about how electromagnetic waves from smartphones are a danger for men's fertility rates, said Antoine Serrault, one of the three inventors. So we thought about creating a special pocket for a phone, but that just cut out the connectivity. So we switched to protective underwear instead. Big cage. We want people to be connected and protected at all times. It's like tinfoil lined boxer shorts, so you crinkle when you walk. The result, boxer shorts that reviewers say are extremely comfortable, and scientists say are extremely good at keeping the waves away. They block the waves thanks to interwoven silver wire in the material, so you can't put these in the microwave, just in case you were wanting to do that. All right, the man who says he wears, one of the inventors says, he wears the boxer shorts every day, points to France's high rate of testicular cancer as a potential reason that French people have been showing an interest in the product. Over 2,000 pairs have been sold so far. He added that he would be glad to potentially play a part in bringing the statistics down. I mean, how much could these things cost? They might be pricey if it's got silver wire in it. And also, like, when they get worn out, you're going to have wires poking at you. Why couldn't they just design a little sleeve for the phone? Instead of you wearing underwear, why not make underwear for your phone? And then you just slip it out when you're using your phone. I guess that people don't want to do that. Of course, low fertility rates aren't just down to the electrical waves. It's also things like pesticides and junk food. If we can help protect the future of France, then we'd love to. The brand offers a precious package, which for £45, a pair gives full protection. Oh my God, they're £45? And a cheaper pair at £30 that give only frontal protection. So you might still get rectum cancer. All right, it appears the product, which is made in France, has a bright future on the underwear scene. The young entrepreneurs have secured £300 in investments through crowdfunding and are producing another 11,000 pairs of underwear. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here.
Eat some candy, would you? You're almost as skinny as me. I'd go inside with you, but I don't have the guts.
All right, let's do a couple real quick voicemails. We'll first start with our Patreon line. For more information, go to patreon.com/distortedview if you'd like access to that phone number.
Hey, the inside show member, Kurt. I sobered up. So glad I gave you $50 a month.
Hey!
If you had a higher subscription option, I would have done that too.
God damn it!
I really can't tell you how many times I've just had a smile on my face because of shit that you play. Like that Tourette's guy recently, the Carmel! Carmel!
Oh, yeah. Guy. I got to play more of him. We'll look him up later, maybe later in the week or something. All right, a couple more from our Patreon line here. Yes, Kyle?
Hey, Tim, it's Nick in Albuquerque. Just like I said, I did become a Patreon member because I was a guy that messaged you on Facebook about problems I was having with my sideshow feed. As it turns out, I'm the fucktard. On the podcast app that I had,
I'd say about 50-75% of the time, that's usually the case when people come to me with problems.
The distorted view feed, as opposed to the Super Freak Sideshow feed. On that note, there was a period of time where I couldn't log in using that information on the computer or on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, I think you were the one that gave me your username and password, and I was able to log in just fine. I checked everything. Everything's cool. You're good to go. Glad you got that all sorted out. Okay, next up, yeah.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
There he is.
Hey, I just got listening to
Tone Deaf Sean. This is the weirdest thing. I know you're not a sideshow member anymore because I got your another voicemail recently saying that you haven't heard yourself. And the problem is I'm always playing your voicemail. It just so happens that your voicemails pop up on Sideshow Exclusive Days. So I think I played another one of your voicemails on Thursday's program, but I am playing all of them. Tone Deaf Sean, everybody.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I just got finished listening to your Classic Edition, Sex Pastor Tuesday, with McCain and Obama. Boy, that brings back memories. That was what? 2008, that was the last time that I voted in an election. You remember who I voted for?
No.
You should, because he told me I wasted my vote.
Oh, did you vote for me?
I sent you a picture of my ballot.
Yeah, that's illegal. I could get you put in jail for that.
I voted for Tim Henson.
Nice. So you are the fucktard that did that. I was talking about you on a recent episode of DV.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Well, it's been a while since people have told me to kill myself, so I thought I'd call in. That maybe I can take a little heat off a distorted bitch for a little while. You know, us hated freaks need to stick together. Anyway, I actually wanted to do a little experiment. Now, don't worry, I'm not grilling you about the voicemail, since you have two of them now. But, well, it's the 21st of the month now, 21st of September. Will I be 31 by the time you play this? Since my birthday is on the... Well, not actually going to say, but it's at the end of the month.
No, oh, well.
I'm going to bet yes. And, well...
You are 31.
You know, you use the term outsider music. And by the way, I'm sorry if clearly Comet or someone has already corrected you on this. I don't mean to repeat what's already been said. But Jan Terry is not outsider music. She follows the conventions of music to a T. She just does a very poor job.
Oh, so she's just a shitty musician.
Outsider music is something Aphex Twin, myself, and Yoko Ono has sometimes done. Well,
wow.
Actually, Yoko Ono also probably...
You're a little conceited, aren't you?
Probably just terrible.
Putting yourself in the same boat as Yoko Ono.
Oh, The point is, she does weird shit. That's
I gotcha.
Music.
Okay.
Jan Terry is just shit.
I must have read that somewhere, because I never even knew the term outsider music, so I must have read somewhere that Jan Terry was outsider music.
Hey, Tammy Boo, newly minted sideshow freak Dicklicious
here.
Hey,
like to hear that.
I just wanted to get your opinion on organic sodas. I was at a Whole Foods, and I decided to try Sky Valley Concord Grape, and it is fucking disgusting. I don't know what it is about all these, like...
Soda is only good when it's, like, pumped full of a bunch of artificial shit.
Food brands, but they bank...
Like, if you're going to eat garbage, just eat garbage.
...on people buying shit so they feel good about it, just because it's,
right.
You know, fucking free-range grapes. They weren't raised in a cage or some...
Free-range grapes.
Shit, but they taste fucking disgusting, and I bought some chips there, and they taste like shit, too. Like, I don't know, I'll take the fucking... Chinese sweeteners any day over this. It's disgusting. I didn't know if you had any good sodas that were organic, but they actually tasted good.
No. I mean, I like the real sugar. I think that's good. You know, when they don't use high fructose corn syrup, I can tell the difference, and I think sugar tastes good. But aside from that, I don't give a shit. Rob is calling from the future.
No talking about.
There he is.
Anyway, the beginning of October, I am going to spend a week in Tokyo, Japan. And I thought, hey, what can I get to Mibu while in Japan?
Aww.
I am going to go out and search for some strange sodas for you.
Cool.
Bring them home. And I'm going to ship them to you.
Yeah, I was looking at Rob's Facebook posts. Throughout the month or, you know, a week or however long he was in Tokyo. It looked like he was having an awesome time going to all sorts of, you know, video game places and... for the fuck's sake, this goddamn phone. People just can't leave me alone. It's just impossible.
If you have any idea what I should be looking for, let me know. You can let me know on Facebook or...
God damn it, I'm so behind on these voicemails. I probably ruined my opportunity to get some cool Japanese soda. Well, thanks anyway, Rob from Cleveland. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. I'm looking at the fucking time here. You know, remember a couple months ago, and I was like, guys, we need to have a talk. I need to cut down the length of the episodes of the show. I wanted to, like, if I hit 30 minutes, that would be good. I think that's the sweet spot. Here we are, almost fucking 50 minutes into the show. I just can't stop fucking talking. All right, I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, well, I'm trying to end the show here. It's just prolonging it with me ranting. That's all the time we have. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is in. Oh, God.
Hey, here's the time. Oh, what do I care?
Yeah. Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I thought, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I thought, how pleasant it's been.
Entire house is dark, sad, and two gargoyles, psychics. This is tainted. I don't want it. Whatever it is, it's tainted. Everything's ungodly.